Tori, congratulations to you. How excited are you to make the trip to States after it hasn't gone on the last few years or so?
Thank you. Yes, I'm so excited because I've been wanting to go to States like for years now, and it's finally happening, and I'm so excited.
I can only imagine. I want to talk about state quals from last week and the first place finish in the 100 meter, 12.46 seconds. Ridiculous numbers as usual. What was working for you in that race to take the top spot and punch a ticket to the state championships coming up here?
I got a really good warm-up, and I was ready to go in the blocks, and I had a good start, and I just carried that throughout the whole race.
It was simple enough. And you also had a second place finish in the 200, but you set a new school record in the event. So how do you kind of balance that in the sense of like, yeah, you finished in second place and you probably wanted to finish in first, but at the same time, it's a new mark that is etched in stone in the school record books. How exciting is that?
Yeah, I was super happy with it. Like, I want to get first, but setting a school record, it was a huge deal to me. And with that time, I even qualified for the state meet. So I was really happy with that.
And what was working for you particularly in that race? Do you remember?
Even though it lasted like 26 seconds, it's all kind of a blur. Like, I just remember coming up to the finish line and really trying to catch her, but it was a really close race.
That's for sure. Tori Brewster with us here on BTL from the Odessa Montour track and field team. She's our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health. A first place finish in the 100 meter and a second place finish in the 200 meter, but it was a school record over there at Odessa Montour, qualifying for states in both events. I'm wondering what these last couple of days have been like in terms of getting ready. And obviously you still have a couple of more days to go to get ready for states, but what's all of this training looking like and all this preparation looking like before you head up to the Syracuse area?
Yeah, it's a lot of speed work and just short distances and trying to get my movements really good, like coming out of the blocks really fast. And it's been a little bit lonely because I'm the only one left. I used to have my teammate Camille with me for state qualifiers, but now I'm the last one left.
And, you know, track and field is so interesting in that aspect, and I think we've talked about that in the past, where obviously it's such an individual sport, but obviously there's a huge component with the team aspect. So what's that like for you? I mean, you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but, you know, you're the lone one left competing here from Odessa Montour.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad, like, looking around the track and remembering the memories from throughout the year, but I'm just really proud of my team, and I'm excited for next year too to be working with them again.
That's for sure. And obviously you've had such a tremendous season. You know, even the Odessa File named you as the spring MVP up there in Schuyler County. So as you continue to rack up these accolades and these honors, what do all of these mean to you, and how special does it feel to get all of these recognitions?
It's so special to me because I just remember growing up and my dad is the coach, so I'd always see the athletes when I was younger, and I wanted to be just like them. And now I'm finally on the varsity and I'm finally running like I've always wanted to, so it means a lot.
And you compete in so many different events. You have a couple of school records at this point. What are you most proud of?
I'm probably most proud of my 100, or because I've worked on that for so long, but I'm also really proud of my 4x1 record that I set in 2019 because I really loved that team and those teammates meant a lot to me.
And that's the kind of trend that I'm kind of getting from our conversation here, is obviously the idea of the teammates and in the team camaraderie and everything like that. One thing that I've always noticed, though, is that a lot of athletes from a lot of different schools kind of know the other athletes that they're competing against and stuff like that. Do you feel like that's kind of the trend that we're seeing with a lot of track and field athletes, that, hey, you've got your own teammates who you're friends with, but you might be friends with other athletes from other schools who compete in the same events as you?
Yes, definitely. I have friends from all over the division and even some that are not in our division because we're in the same events and we see each other a lot. So I have some friends from other teams. It's really nice.
That's really cool how that works out. We're with Tori Brewster here on BTL from the Odessa Montour track and field team, our Fueling Excellence High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Cayuga Health, heading to states here in the next couple of days up at CNS. We talked about goals the last time we chatted, and I'm wondering if you can remind us what those goals that you had earlier in the season were, or what you were hoping to accomplish this year, and how you've done.
Well, my main goal was to get to States in 100, and I've succeeded in that. And I also, I believe I wanted to break the school record in the 200, and I just got that. So I'm really happy with that. Another one of my big goals was to get the school record in the long jump, and that did not go my way this year. I never really got into the long jump groove, but I'm really hoping I can get that next year. It just takes one good jump. That's all it takes.
And it seems like over the last, I would say, half to maybe even a full decade or so, we've seen a lot of records broken at Odessa Montour in both girls and boys track and field. And obviously you mentioned your dad is a coach of the team, and obviously, you know, Mr. Strobel has obviously made a big impact with the program for some time. How much of is it a testament to what they do and what they bring and their coaching styles and everything like that? Like, what is it that's made Odessa Montour track and field so successful for this long stretch and period of time?
It definitely has to do with the coaching. We have great coaches, and they put a lot of time into planning and preparation. They're always thinking about lineups, and they're talking about different ways they can try to win the division, and they really put a lot into the workouts too. And I think it also has to do with just the athletes. We enjoy being around each other, and we create a really good atmosphere for the track team.
That's awesome. I'm wondering what the schedule looks like for you here over these next couple of days, obviously with States coming up. We talked a little bit about the training, but in terms of getting up to CNS and, you know, the preparations and everything, do you know what the schedule looks like for you yet or no?
I do know a little bit. So Friday morning, I'm going to arrive at school, and then we're going to leave right in the morning to go to CNS. We'll get there mid-morning, and the track meet might already have been started at that point. Mm-hmm. But my 100 race isn't until afternoon. So once I get there, I'll have a few hours to mentally prepare, and then I'll get warmed up and I'll race the semifinals for the 100. And that same day is the semifinals for the 200. And I'm hoping to make finals in the 100. Obviously, I'd like to in the 200 as well. I don't know if that's as achievable, but I'd really like to make finals.
Can't wait to see how it all
be the next day.
Yeah, we can't wait to see how it all plays out for you. And let's, here, real quick, before we let you run here in a minute, well, before we get to our fast five in a second, be honest with me. It's kind of secretly enjoyable to leave school very early on, especially when it comes to being able to leave to go compete, right?
It is, yes, but I'm also stressed out because finals are coming up.
Oh, no.
So it's a little stressful.
Oh, that's brutal. Fun. I was going to say, everybody who's ever had the chance to go to States or regionals or something like that, sometimes there's the opportunity to leave school as soon as you get there, and everybody secretly enjoys it. So, all right, you'll get through it, though. Yeah. I promise you will. All right, Tori, before we let you run, as you remember, we like to do our Fueling Excellence Fast Five, where we ask you five random questions, get to know you a little bit better, and dive a little bit deeper into your personality. You ready for them this time around?
Yes, let's do it.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, here we go. First question for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
Oh, no. I don't have many talents. You know, I used to play saxophone, and next year I actually have to take saxophone again.
There you go.
To require all my music credits.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like it. Second question for you. What is your all-time favorite movie?
Okay, I know it's not the right season for this, but I love Christmas movies like White Christmas or It's a Wonderful Life.
The classics, though. That's the way to go. I like it. Good choices.
Yeah.
Yes. Third question for you. What is your ultimate guilty pleasure food?
Dark chocolate. Anything dark chocolate.
Good choice.
I love it.
Fourth question for you. Who is your funniest teammate?
Oh, no. There's so many. Okay, I'm going to have to mention a couple because Evie Zinger was a 7th grader on our team, and she's just so funny for no reason. Like, everything she says makes me laugh. And then Lily Halpin is also just hilarious. Like, everything she does makes me laugh, too. And Camille Segrishi, who was with me right up until this last week at State Qualifiers, we just have, like, the most stupid sense of humor when we're together, and we laugh at anything.
I love it. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, final and fifth question before we let you run, Tori. Who is your least favorite professional sports team? There's got to be a team out there that you just cannot stand every time you see them on TV. Who is it?
Okay, well, I'm a huge Cowboys fan, so I'd have to say someone else in their division, like the, I can't remember their name. What's the team?
The Eagles, like, or the Giants?
Logan. The Eagles.
There
Eagles.
You go. All right.
Team. Yes.
Philly sports fans are tough to deal with. I can get that. But hey, Torres, yeah. It's been another great season for you, a spectacular season. Can't wait to see how this week unfolds for you up there in the Syracuse area. Congratulations once again for all of this success, and looking forward to seeing how you do, okay?
Thank you.